Cardinal slugger Mark McGwire is now just one home run away from breaking Roger Maris's record 61 homers in a single season. Yesterday, McGwire belted his 61st home run, equaling the mark Maris set in 1961. So imagine being the rookie umpire who ejected Mark McGwire after he questioned a strike call in the first inning of a recent game in McGwire's home ballpark in front of 47,000 outraged fans. Umpires probably have the least rewarding job in baseball. No multi-million dollar contracts or lucrative product endorsements. Instead, they're spat upon and kicked at. Tens of thousands of fans curse them on a daily basis. Still, Major League umpires say they wouldn't trade their jobs for the world. NPR's Melissa Block reports.
In the umpires' locker room at Yankee Stadium, Brian Onora is nursing a bruise. It purples the entire inside of his right thigh, the painful reminder of a ball tipped foul.
You get them all the time. All the time. What are you going to do?
It's part of the game, injury on top of insult. The insults take any number of forms. Here, the rhubarb is over a slide into home plate by Yankee Paul O'Neill. Umpire Fielden Cubby Culbreth calls him safe on a close tag. The Anaheim Angels manager leaps out of the dugout and runs up to Culbreth. He's nose-to-nose with the umpire, yapping, his arms folded across his chest. Whatever he says, it's not enough for an ejection this time. Every manager or player knows what it takes to get thrown out of a game. Physical contact with the umpire, profanity, and explains Paul O'Neill, personalizing the complaint, directing it at the umpire himself.
As soon as you enter you into the conversation, you're usually in the showers. You can say that's not right or that's a bad call, but as soon as you say, you know, you did this or you did that, that crosses their line. And that's fine to know. They don't want to be made a fool out there, and, you know, they're going to stand up for their rights there.
People think it's really cool that they say, well, you get to eject people out of a game. I hate to do that. That is not a fun part of my job at all.
Umpire Jim Joyce says his worst night in baseball was when he had to eject five people from an Orioles-Angels game. It was 1989, his first year in the majors. It was a game-deciding call. He knows he was right.
If we make a really great call, you never hear about it. But if we miss a call, everybody knows it. Everybody knows it. So the fun part of it is knowing that I'm right 96% of the time, maybe even higher. The thing about it is that they expect 100%, and I know I can't do it. It's impossible.
Here's what's also fun, at least for the fans. Watch and listen to how the home plate umpire calls strikes. Each has a different gesture, a different call. It's the semaphore of baseball. That's Al Clark in the majors for 23 years.
I'm a straight-up umpire. I call strikes primarily with a little added personality, the same way I learned to do it in umpire school.
Al Clark sells himself short. He not only has a unique sound, but also a unique motion for calling strikes. He makes a distinctive loop-de-loop flourish upward with his right hand. In umpire school, they teach a boring, robotic style of calling strikes. Then, during years in the minor leagues, each umpire adds his own touch to it, which becomes his signature.
Hey.
That's Brian Onora.
Hey.
And here's Cubby Culbreth.
Hey!
You might even pick up a little of Culbreth's South Carolina drawl in there.
Hey!
And there's no mistaking Jim Joyce's call. It could wake the dead. Oh, let's hear that again. What's he saying? Even he doesn't know.
I have no idea. It just comes out. It's been a part of me for 21 years. It's not a word. And I think mine comes out more like IE, like that. I'm not really even sure about that. Like L's is, I don't know, whoo whoop. I do IE. And McKean goes, whoo. Every umpire has a different voice or a different thing he says.
Look for the details. Some umpires make a quick finger jab for their strike call. Others take an elegant bow, extending the whole arm. Some umpires, Jim Joyce among them, call strikes to the right or left side of the plate, depending on whether the batter is right or left-handed.
Style. That's all it is. I think it looks cool. That's the only reason I do it.
And yes, he says, when they're refining their calls, umpires do practice.
I remember standing in front of a mirror and looking at my strike call, even though it was kind of hard because I was always going to the side. I would ask my partners about it. You know, how does that look? Does that look okay? You might try to change it a little bit and say, what does that look like? And you'd say, yeah, I like your old one better.
This is not just mechanics. How he calls the play can make a big difference. If it's an obvious out or a swinging strike, the umpire makes just a small motion. Everybody already knows what happened. But if it's close, if it's an umpire's judgment call, the motion is huge. For example, when he calls a third strike, Joyce makes an emphatic 1-2 karate punch with his fists. On what they call a banger, or a close play at a base, he makes a decisive punch toward the bag. Joyce says it's known as selling the call.
You know, there's nights when you're out there and you have 50,000 people in the stands, and if you have a really close play and you just put your hand up and say you're out, you're probably going to hear 50,000 boos. But if you really give it the punch out, and the voice to go along with it, 99% of the times, if you give it a really good sell job, they will believe you. You cannot make it look like you don't believe in yourself. And when you do this, when you give it the elaborate out or safe, you're actually telling them, I know I'm right.
The umpires leave home in March for spring training, and then they're on the road for 7 months with 3 one-week vacations. They're living out of suitcases, eating fast food, some, like Jim Joyce and Al Clark, smoking too many cigarettes, and families become just voices at the end of the phone line.
What time you gotta get them? Okay. Love you, baby. Bye-bye.
Jim Joyce says baseball was his life from the time he was 5. He played professional ball for 10 days before an injury put an end to that. As for what drew Al Clark to umpiring...
Probably curveballs. I couldn't hit curveballs, and I was a weak-armed catcher.
So from the time he was 16, umpiring became Clark's path to the big leagues.
I think every red-blooded American boy has dreams of being a major league player. And I'm still living a dream. Every day I go to work, I put on a big league uniform. I'll be in an umpire's uniform, and my office is Yankee Stadium and the Jake and Anaheim Stadium. It's a pretty good life.
I've seen Nolan Ryan's 5,000th strikeout. I've seen Robin Yount's 3,000th hit.
Again, Jim Joyce.
I saw Paul Molitor's 3,000th hit. That's part of the fun of it, seeing these great athletes do what they do.
And Joyce says, keep this in mind.
There's only 66 major league umpires in the world. That's really fun. That's really neat because I really had to work hard to get this job, and there's only a chosen few that do this job. There's less umpires than there are senators.
There are a few misconceptions the umpires would like to clear up. One, that they're fat, blind, and lazy. What people don't realize is the umpires are moving on every play, running to the outfield on a fly ball, chugging down the foul line. They have mere seconds to get into position to make the call. Also, Joyce says, this business about umpires favoring popular players who might sign memorabilia for them, ridiculous.
I can still go out and honestly say that we do the same job every day, no matter who it is. If Babe Ruth stepped to the plate, I would still call strikes on Babe Ruth. If Mark McGwire comes to the plate, I still call strikes on Mark McGwire. It has nothing to do with who he is. I hope Mark McGwire hits 70 home runs. I wish I could be there when he does it. I know Mark McGwire very well. But when Mark McGwire comes to the plate, he's just another batter. And I just happen to be the umpire that has to do my job.
Melissa Block, NPR News, New York.